This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of Andrew Bewin is heading for closing arguments after defense attorneys rested their case Tuesday. The former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy is on trial for a second time in the death of Christian Glass in 2022. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Defense attorneys only presented two witnesses as part of their case, who reviewed body-worn camera footage of the night Glass was shot and killed by officers. Both said Bewin used deadly force in response to the 22-year-old swiping at an officer with a knife. Defense attorneys also noted Glass's drug use and abnormal behavior at the time. But the prosecution argued Glass was going through a mental crisis and had called for help. Bewin chose not to testify before the defense rested its case. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The mother of the person convicted in the Club Q shooting is suing five Colorado Springs police officers. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The lawsuit claims officers violated Laura Vopel's constitutional rights when they allegedly entered her house without a warrant. Vopel claims she knew nothing of the attack when officers arrived at her home the night of the shooting. Court documents also claim the officers locked her out of her house while they searched the home. When she complained loudly and emotionally, the officers arrested her for disorderly conduct. She was placed in custody under a psychiatric hold and was later deemed mentally unfit to stand trial. That case was eventually dismissed 2 years later, but now Vopel is seeking damages for the alleged unconstitutional treatment. The Colorado Springs Police Department would not comment specifically on the lawsuit, which names the officers and not the department. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state Senate passed a gun bill Tuesday that would ban the manufacture and restrict the sale of certain semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and pistols that can accept detachable magazines. The bill appears to be headed to Governor Polis. It has had some revisions to accommodate concerns from the governor. People who already own the guns addressed by the bill could keep them. This is CPR News.